Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. And our top story today, women's heart risks rise during menopause. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Dr. Ela Ishaya is with the Harbor UCLA Medical Center. Dr. Ishaya, it is so great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is a really important study that you and the team did. As a baseline, let's talk about, do women have an elevated, just in general, women of any age have an elevated risk of heart disease compared to their male counterparts?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a common misconception that women die most from breast cancer, but in reality, the number one leading cause of death in both men and women is heart disease.
Yeah, and that, obviously we need to do more about that in general, food, diet, exercise, all that kind of good stuff. But what about women who have achieved menopause? So they've entered menopause. Do they face a higher risk of heart disease relative to their maybe younger non-menopausal counterparts?
Yeah, unfortunately, there haven't been a lot of studies looking into the risk of heart disease post-menopause, except, this is one of the first. However, what we have found, and a lot of research has found, is that after menopause, we lose the cardioprotective effect of estrogen. And that is associated with, increased fat deposition in places that you definitely don't want fat. It causes, something called endothelial dysfunction, which basically means that the layers in the blood vessels are not working as well. And so what all of that means is that you're more susceptible to building up plaque or gunk in your arteries that then increase your risk of heart disease.
Yeah, I guess gunk is the technical term for plaque. Anyway, no, I mean, this is... And do you think there's a general, I mean, I know your study is one of the first, if not the first, to really tackle this, but are women in our society aware, and by the way, societies around the world, are they aware of this potential increased risk?
Unfortunately, I would say in general, no. I think that women are pretty underscreened and undereducated about their risk of heart disease. And that is something that is a major problem and something that I would hope with this study we would have increased awareness about.
Yeah. And how does one, before we go to a commercial break, let's talk about some basic testing. So how does one... You go to your primary physician once a year. A lot of women have other types of doctors that they go to, as do men. But how often do you need to test if you're in a postmenopausal state or condition? How often should you get tested for this for increased heart risk?
Yeah, I would say once you're postmenopausal, you should at least have a cholesterol panel collected and talk to your doctor about, your family history and your personal risk factors. Of course, everyone's testing should be individualized to them. Everyone has a different medical history. However, I would say that it's really important to talk to your doctor once to hit postmenopause about how you can be screened and whether you should be screened more frequently given your risk factors.
Yeah, really important. Well, Ela, as I said, I need to take a very quick break. We got to pay the bills. When we come back, we'll talk more about prevention and heart disease. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky, We want to make the idea of savings in retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms? Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy. Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Ella, thank you so much for staying with us. Really appreciate you hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Thank you so much.
and as we've established, I mean, based on the research that you and the team have done, there's an increased risk for postmenopausal women to heart disease. And it's definitely a necessity to get checked by your physician and do the regular blood panels. Let's talk a little bit about prevention in this segment. Obviously, one area of prevention, I would assume, is getting regularly tested. But what are things that you can do as a postmenopausal woman to limit your potential for heart disease?
Absolutely. I think number one, we always hear this in the doctor's offices, is lifestyle modification. What does that actually mean? What it means is regular exercise, whether that just be walking 30 minutes a day, even that has been found to be beneficial to prevent heart disease. And also focusing on your diet, you know, trying to eat, you know, less, stay away from the processed foods. The canned foods are the big things that I tell my patients particularly, but trying to eat in a way that, you know, you're staying away from unhealthy, high fat, high processed foods. I think other things that could be preventative, again, everything is individualized depending on your conversation with your doctor, but postmenopausal women who are identified at risk could undergo treatment with statins. Statins in particular are helpful with breaking down or stabilizing the plaque or that gunk that builds up in the arteries and actually reducing the amount of cholesterol that's circulating in your body that contributes to the formation of that plaque. Other things is controlling your blood pressure. Blood pressure, high blood pressure is linked to heart disease. It's one of the number one risk factors. And so that is incredibly important. And for some people, you know, doing a low dose aspirin is actually recommended to reduce the risk of heart disease.
If, Ella, if heart disease is detected, is it reversible? Meaning if they do detect some plaque through a calcium test or some other calcium scoring, I think it's called, or some other blood work, can you go backwards? And I'm not saying that, I'm not saying this because, hey, you know, take your chance and work backwards if you need to. But is some of this in postmenopausal women, can it be reversed if you do start to detect plaque buildup in arteries?
Yeah, we actually have seen in studies the way that we test one of the preventative testing methods is something called a coronary artery calcium score, which is a non-invasive, it's just a CT scan or a CAT scan, where you can go and measure the amount of coronary artery calcium, which is a surrogate measure for the plaque in your arteries. And we have found that with statins, in addition to lifestyle modification, though that number, that coronary artery calcium score actually goes down. So it is possible to reduce your risk of heart disease by implementing these lifestyle changes and by, you know, if it is recommended for you or given your risk factors, taking some of these medications.
Well, Ella, certainly your patients come in and you're going to educate them about the risks of heart disease, the lifestyle changes, getting the testing. But unfortunately, not everyone goes to their doctor on a regular basis. I find that disconcerting in a lot of ways. So what do we do to educate the public more about these risks? Because as you said, this is at the top of at the top in terms of the disease that will kill you, whether you're a man or a woman?
Yeah, I love this question. I think it's so important, especially because different people have different access to healthcare, and you know, making sure that everyone's aware of the risk is so important. I'm really thankful for podcasts like yours, which are, you know, working to disseminate this news. And I think that, you know, hopefully with more podcasts, with more news coverage, and also maybe it can be popularized to talk about health and how we can get more healthy in non-traditional media like Instagram, on YouTube, and things that people consume, so that more women are aware of their risk, and maybe that would incentivize them, even if they're not coming to the doctor, to incorporate some lifestyle modification.
Yeah, really important. I mean, I feel like there's definitely got to be more medium out there to do this type of stuff. Last question, Ella, let's talk about how do you follow up the research? Because this is a moment in time, and certainly there's an increased risk. So what's next in terms of on the docket for further research by you and the team?
Yeah, I think that one of the big things that we were interested in looking at is longer term follow-up. This study was just after a year, though the results are pretty alarming in that after menopause, your rates really double, almost double that of men, in terms of your buildup of that plaque. But we would like a longer term follow-up study. I think that would be very interesting to see how, with more years, how does that affect mortality from conditions like heart disease? That in particular is probably our biggest area of interest.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, I mean, that's important research. In the meantime, folks watching out there, getting to your doctor, getting checked on a regular basis, which is allowed under most insurance programs, that's certainly one of the best places to go. Ella, we're going to have to leave it there. Great to see you. Great research as always. And thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you so much.
And that wraps up this episode of BRNAM. Have a topic of interest, someone you think we should talk to, then drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more in all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content, then visit our website. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRNAM. We'll have a very special guest and, of course, another important topic. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.